Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode on this silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that yourself and your family members are safe and sound. And remember the Ummah in your du'as. Because out there, perhaps you would know some of them as well. Some Muslims that are going through great trials and tribulations, great calamities, and are also suffering at the hands of oppressors. So do remember them in your du'as. Make du'a for yourself, make du'a for your family members, your community, and also for the Muslims at large as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ease their difficulties. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have another inspiring and wonderful topic of discussion for today. And we are going to be talking about friendships. How to make friends, what are regarded or who are regarded as good friends and who are not. So inshallah azawajal, stay tuned. We will be elaborating a little bit on that a little later inshallah azawajal. Before that, let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make those good intentions that, oh Allah azawajal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, insha'Allahu azza wa jal. There are so many wonderful blessings and excellences for reciting salat upon the noblest Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mercy to the worlds, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever desires for Allah to be pleased when meeting him should send an abundance of salat upon me. How many durood-e paak, how many salawat do I recite daily? This is the mindset we need to create, we need to make, and we need to influence in our offspring as well. That this short life is not only about amassing wealth, it's not only about working hard to earn an income, but also working smart. So the smart and intelligent person will ensure their salahs are established, that they're dedicating some time every day to recite some amount of Qur'an-e Pak, salawat, durood-e Pak, dhikrullah, istighfar, seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources which Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal Dawud Islami provides. This must be our mindset. Because these things, if done with the correct, with good intentions, will help one, will bring in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our lives, into our homes, into our rizq, our sustenance, will help us in the grave and in the hereafter as well. So plan ahead, not just for short, medium, long-term goals confined to this temporary world, this short life, but beyond that as well. So we prepare well to the best of our abilities for the grave and the hereafter. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have this topic that we are going to be discussing in a few moments, inshallah. But before that, let's listen to an inspiring kalam. And make good intentions also for listening to the kalam. We'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
مفلس زندگی اب نہ سمجھے کوئی, مفلس زندگی اب نہ سمجھے کوئی, مجھ کو عشق نبی اس قدر مل گیا, جگمگائے نہ کیوں میرا عکس درون, جگمگائے نہ کیوں میرا عکس درون, ایک پتھر رحمت سے تقدیر انسان کھلے, اس کی جانب ہی دروازہ جان کھلے, جس کے رحمت سے تقدیر انسان کھلے, اس کی جانب ہی دروازہ جان کھلے, جان عمر رواں لے کے جاتی کہاں, جان عمر رواں لے کے جاتی کہاں, خیر سے مجھ کو خیر البشر مل گیا, مفلس زندگی اس کا دیوانہ ہوں, اس کا مجذوب ہوں, کیا یہ کم ہے کہ میں اس سے منسوب ہوں, اس کا دیوانہ ہوں, اس کا مجذوب ہوں, کیا یہ کم ہے اس سے منسوب ہوں, سرحد حشر تک جاؤں گا بے دھڑک, سرحد حشر تک جاؤں گا بے دھڑک, مجھ کو اتنا جو زاد سفر مل گیا, مفلس زندگی ذہن بے رنگ تھا سانس بے روپ تھی, روح پر معصیت کی کڑی دھوپ تھی, ذہن بے رنگ تھا سانس بے روپ تھی, روح پر معصیت کی کڑی دھوپ تھی, اس کی چشمِ غنی رونقِ جان بنی، اس کی چشمِ غنی رونقِ جان بنی، چھاؤں جس کی گھنی وہ شجر مل گیا، مفلس زندگی جب سے مجھ پر ہوا مصطفیٰ کا کرم، بن گیا دل مظفر چراغ حرم، جب سے مجھ پر ہوا مصطفیٰ کا کرم، بن گیا دل مظفر چراغ حرم، زندگی پھر رہی تھی بھٹکتی ہوئی، زندگی پھر رہی تھی بھٹکتی ہوئی، میری خانہ بدوشی کو گھر مل گیا، مفلس زندگی اب نہ سمجھے کوئی، مجھ کو عشق نبی اس قدر مل گیا، جگمگائے نہ کیوں میرا عکس درون، ایک پتھر کو آئی نہ گر مل گیا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی آر ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ہاؤ ٹو میک فرینڈس، وٹ از اے ہیلتھی فرینڈشپ، ود ہوم وی شوڈ کنڈکٹ اور ایکسیپٹ ایز اوور فرینڈس ان اوور لائفس، بیکاز اٹس گریٹ ٹو ہیو فرینڈس، بٹ ناٹ جسٹ فرینڈس، وی آر ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ گڈ فرینڈس، friends who are trustworthy. So if you are searching and seeking friendship with another, this is very important, that the akhlaq, the character of the person must be refined. But what about your own character, our own character? Should our character also not be refined? And how does one refine the character? By embracing and practicing and implementing the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a complete and comprehensive way of living. The sunnah is a lifestyle. So yes, although we need friends because we are dependent upon each other, we cannot lock ourselves in the room and say, no, I'm not going to associate with anybody to protect myself, to remain safe from the evils that are out there. Life is not like that. Sheikh Ali Uthman Al-Hajweri rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, Dada Ganja Baksh rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he mentions in his book Kashful Mahjub, a man was once circling the Kaaba Sharif and he was making one dua only. Allahumma aslih ikhwani. Just this dua he was making, constantly repeating it Oh Allah, make my friends pious. Another person hears this, that he's only making this one dua. So he was curious and he asks the person, what's the reason behind you only making this one dua? The man gave a thought-provoking reply. He said, soon I'm going to return to my friends. I'm going to leave the Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Sharif. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to return to my friends. If they are pious, I will become pious. If they are corrupt, I will be corrupted. And therefore, I am making this dua. Something to think about. Human nature is such that we can't spend our lives living alone. We are sociable beings. We need people there. If you put an individual, a person on an island, all alone, and even if he had all amenities, facilities, comforts, food, whatever it is, but he's all alone, he will feel that loneliness. He will probably end up depressed, although he has whatever he needs, whatever he wants is there. But because there's no other person to share it with, no other person that he can talk to, have a conversation, heart-to-heart conversation, what if he falls sick? Then what's going to happen? Who's going to assist him? Who's going to help him? We are dependent upon each other. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has made us in such a way that our needs are tied with one another. Whether we want it or not, we must all live together in understanding, in tolerance, in peace, in that togetherness must be there, in unity amongst believers. And we'll always need others in some way, shape, or form. A person was making a dua that, oh Allah, make me independent from the people. The great Sahabi, Sahabi Jadil, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he heard this and he said, I see that you are asking Allah for death, because human beings will always be dependent upon each other as long as they live. And he advised him, make this dua instead. Oh Allah, protect me from evil people. So if you are sick, you are dependent upon the doctor. If your car is sick, you need to take it to the mechanic. You are dependent upon him. You are dependent upon your job, your boss for that salary. You are dependent upon that supermarket, the shop, to go and buy your groceries. So somewhere in our life, we will be interacting with people. We cannot completely cut ourselves out from conversing or interacting with others. Even today they have delivery services, even grocery delivery services. Even then, you still have to come out of your house and talk to the person, give the person whatever money is due. So we cannot avoid interactions. Finding friends, a person will search for another person to become his friend or her friend according to the interests that they have. You have some people who are introverts, meaning they don't like to be around others. They just, you know, go into their cocoon, maybe stay at home, wherever else it is, but they like to work alone. They don't like to communicate with others. They don't like to talk with anybody. They don't like company. But today's day and age, even the introverts are finding friends online because they feel a little safe that, you know what, this person can't see me, I can't see them, they can't see my surroundings, my situation. I mean, just maybe chatting online or sending messages. So they feel a little bit safe in that regard. But still, they are making some sort of friendships online directly or indirectly. We ourselves should become good friends. If you want good friends, we should become good friends ourselves for the next person. Datta Ganj Baksh, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he further says that, see the nafs, the self, it's habitually used to finding peace from those around it. It adopts the habits and the traits of the people that it spends time with. This is why the Awliya Allah, the Mashaikh, the Sufiya, the pious ones, they gave a lot of attention on the rights of friends. And they also exhorted their Muridin, their disciples, to do the same. They considered it obligatory to learn the required conduct that you must display to friends. And they applied this in their lives. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ar-rajulu ala deeni khalilihi. A man is upon the faith of his friend. And further he says that each one of you should check who they befriend. It must not be that you just meet a person, whether if you're traveling with public transport, in the bus, in the taxi, you met a person and you all struck a conversation and now you all feel you all are friends, you'll exchange numbers, are communicating with each other. No, you need to choose your friends wisely in accordance to Islamic teachings. That is our yardstick. The Quran, the Hadith, Islamic teachings, Islamic values, that must guide us on what kind of friends to make. And we should only attract friends who have these kind of values. Because you will be attracted to those who share your interests as well. The Sufiya, the pious, have mentioned that human beings, mankind, has this natural quality of taking on others' characteristics. So if a person is around those who are greedy, who are stingy, who are proud, eventually they'll end up becoming like that. And if one is attracted to those who are punctual with their salah, who are practicing the sunnah, eventually they too will become like that. It reminds me of a true story. An Islamic brother had shared with me that there was this one company that had a significant amount of Muslim employees. A new employee was hired, who was Muslim also. And because there were so many Muslims there, they had the company actually created a Jai Namaz, a Musalla, a place for them to perform their Salah, primarily Dhuhr Salah, or maybe other Salahs if they were staying doing night shift. They had wudu facilities, istinja facilities, and a Jai Namaz. But this individual who just got hired, he wasn't a Salah performer. He didn't worry about Salah. He was negligent in this regard. But he would notice that lunchtime, they would be given time to read their Salah, have their lunch, and then get back to work. And he wouldn't go. But eventually, all the Muslim staff are going to perform Salah and he's staying back. It started to, infiltrate in his mind that, hey, I'm the only one. Doesn't look nice for me. I'm feeling uncomfortable. Let me join them as well. Although they were not his friends as such, they were his work colleagues. But the setting and the environment, being in that kind of company, in that company, made him to also start performing his salah. Subhanallah. How as-suhbatu mu'athiratun, that company affects one. How company affects one? Again, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man is upon the faith of his friend. How sensitive is this topic of choosing friends? That we can't just choose anybody as our friend, thinking that they have our best interests at heart. somebody whose character is refined, that's the kind of friend that I need in my life. And how we will know this? If his akhlaq and his traits are fashioned, are molded upon Islamic teachings and values. That's one identifying factor. The other is trustworthiness. And by extension of Islamic values, trustworthiness, you can rely upon the person. The person is there to be in days of happiness, in days of laughter, meaning happiness, in days of sadness as well. Especially in days of sadness when you're down and out. Not only when everything is rosy and everything is, you know, you're over the moon, then the person is there, or those individuals are there. But when things are going sour, going sideways, you can't even get them on the phone. You're trying to call them. You need some advice. They're not interested. Those are superficial friends. We take so long to choose the right shoe for ourselves. We go to one shop. That's okay. You know, this shoe looks nice. It fits me. It feels comfortable. If it doesn't, no. Let me check the next one. Okay. Nothing interests me in this shop. You'll go to the next shop and the next shop till you find one that is aesthetically pleasing to you, and which obviously fits you and you're comfortable walking in. So you'll take your time to try and choose the right fit for you, the right shoe for you, the right clothing and apparel for you. So should we not take more time in choosing a friend that is healthy for you and vice versa, and for whom you are healthy as well, that you are there to support them, they are there to support you, that you are there to be in their times of need, in their times of happiness or sadness as well. The great and eminent scholar, Sayyiduna Imam Sha'rani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, beautifully says that one must be intelligent when choosing friends. Because only a foolish person befriends just anybody. And then he says, an argument will occur and the friends become enemies. The scholars say, intelligent people, they think, they contemplate, they decide carefully before making friends. And the friend that you have, don't just reveal anything and everything. Don't make yourself vulnerable and share your inner thoughts, all of your inner thoughts or your secrets to that person. Because tomorrow you don't know. You don't know. That person who you feel is my very close and best friend could become your enemy for whatever reason. The possibility is there. And when they do, or if they do, then your secrets, that person is going to backbite about you. Probably you may backbite about them and engage in this major sin. Because now there's bitterness, there's malice, there's hatred, there's anger. And you have no good words for the person, and vice versa as well. And you start slandering and insulting the person, or talking bad about them to others. Yeah, I know that person there. We were friends and then he did this or said this or whatever it is. They would do the same to you. And in order to spite them and to fulfill this negativity in our minds and hearts, you'll start revealing secrets of that person. You know, oh, he's like this. He does this actually. Quietly he's doing that. He's engaging in these activities. Allahu Akbar. So don't just share your secrets to anybody, even if the person you feel is your best friend. Certain things need to be concealed. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's true what they say, that our friends are our mirrors. The person that you choose to be your friend reflects your mentality, reflects your character, your level of intelligence, the condition of your heart. If you want to befriend good people, then you yourself must become or must be a good person. You'll have people out there that search to befriend evil people. Why? In their mindset, I'm at the stage of my life that, you know what, I want to party. I want to have fun. I want to move around with friends that, you know, we're driving out around in a nice supercar, revving the engine, speeding along, racing with others, blasting the music, trying out the latest club that's out there, dancing, singing, listening to immoral music, engaging in zina, smoking weed, and such things, taking drugs, trying the latest alcoholic beverage. Some people search for this. So they are, it's a mirror. Themselves are like that. And they're looking for person or people like that as well. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an says that a man is indicated by his friend more than smoke indicates a fire. Because we all know where there is smoke, there is fire. The statement of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an means that we learn more about a person's habits, mindset, likes, dislikes, the person's mentality from the friends that the person keeps more clearly than smoke signifying fire. So if you want to get to know an individual, try to find out who is this person's friends. Who do they hang out with? Who are their buddies and their pals and their mates? Who's their friends? That gives you some kind of indication. Okay, this person is hanging around with gangsters. This person is hanging around with immoral, immodest individuals who have no Islam in their life, no Islamic principles and values in their life. People who like to just party and go to clubs, it gives you some indication as to the mindset of this person. Subhanallah. Oh, those who love Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making friends is not a small thing. Depending on who you choose, either the person can walk the path to paradise or end up in the hellfire. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a man will be with the one he loves. Who do I love? Do I truly love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, the pious people, Sunni ulama? Do I love them? Inshallah ta'ala, I will be in their company on the Day of Judgment. But do I love those who have no regard for Islamic commandments, Quranic commandments, orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I love to be in their company? Do I feel comfortable being in their company, hanging around here and there in the corners and just wasting my life away? So those whom we love, we will be with them in their company on the Day of Judgment. Think about it. If we make friends that offer their salah, are punctual with their salah, have established their salah, acts upon the sunnah, performs good deeds, this is in our benefit. On the contrary, those who miss their salah, don't fast in the blessed month of Ramadan, listen to immoral music, use obscene language, disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then whose fault is it when I'm raised with them, amongst them, on the Day of Judgment, if I did not sincerely repent before leaving this world? Because on Qiyamah, it's nafsi, nafsi. Everybody is going to be for themselves. Those friends are not going to help you. I mean, they're going to leave you. If you're lucky, they may attend your janazah. They may bury you and leave you. in Qiyamah, they're not going to be there to back you up. They're not going to be there to support you. In fact, they might be witnesses against you. Some people, they like to expose themselves amongst their friends. Hey, you gotta try this latest drug. You gotta try this. Let's go to this club. I heard this club, it's opening up. Let's go check it out. I got some numbers. Let's make contact and do wrong things. Let's fulfill our desires. So they expose themselves to their friends. And those same friends that know about their sins or they are sinning together would become witnesses, eyewitnesses, ear witnesses against you on the day of judgment. What kind of friendship is that? What kind of friends are those? Are those really friends or not? Something for us to think about. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Dawud Islami is working around the world, is creating platforms, facilities, courses, online courses, classes, so we can be part and parcel of a good environment and good company as well. Uqba bin Abi Mu'it, he was a non-Muslim. He lived in Makkah Sharif. Despite being around and hearing the wise words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not accept Islam. One day he invites Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his home for a meal. When the food was presented, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I will not eat your food unless you become a Muslim." Uqba, just on the surface of it, recited the kalima. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate and left. Uqba bin Abi Mu'it was friends with a disbeliever named Ubay bin Khalaf. Now when his friend Ubay found out that Uqba invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his home for a meal and he recited the kalima, he got enraged. Straight he went to Uqba. He went to Uqba and he scolds him. "What have you done? Why did you invite the Prophet to your home? Why did you give him a meal? Why did you read the kalima?" I started to scold him and shout and scream and said that we'll only stay friends if you disrespect Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uqba has two options in front of him. Either he follows this evil friend's advice and disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thereby losing his iman, or he has the chance to become a sahabi, and every sahabi is guaranteed jannati. This unfortunate individual, he chooses to follow that evil friend and he insults, he disrespects Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will have great regret on the day of judgment. How many friends are out there? Who do we listen to? The good ones? Stay in the company of the good ones. That will help you and benefit you truly here, down there in the grave, and on the day of judgment as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.